EA Capital, in partnership with the Finalto Group, are offering an exclusive cash bonus to individual and retail clients. Get 30% extra cash on initial deposit directly into your trading account upon signing up on the Markets.com trading platform, which offers CFDs on shares, Forex, commodities, and ETFs. The minimum investment amount required to open an account and start trading CFDs is $1,500. Upon signing up, you will gain access to educational material and a demo account. Trading CFDs carries a considerable risk of capital loss. EA Capital and Finalto South Africa Pty Ltd are registered financial service providers and are licensed by the FSCA respectively. Terms and conditions do apply.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Yo, man, today's one of those days where I didn't even feel like shooting, man.
Mm? You don't feel like shooting?
Yeah.
Oh, the episode.
Yeah. Okay. It's somber right now, man.
Yeah, bro, it's one of those days.
Yeah. Hey, so, you know, you chose the wrong day to come, bro.
You called me.
But you know what he means, you know, it's like, timing is so bad, you know. But I mean, this obviously, we shoot on Saturdays. The news broke roughly before midnight. Yeah.
Oh yeah, by the way, please welcome our guest, man. One of the biggest vocalists in Amapiano right now, Sinom Solo.
Sino! What up, Sino?
I asked him to come because we got a track together that released on my EP.
It's a beautiful song.
And yes,
that's an amazing song.
So to celebrate Valentine's, I'm like, yo, Sino, please pull up on us so you can perform Nyas Felangawe.
Oh, wow, that's a beautiful song.
Yeah, so he's going to perform that... at the end of the show, ne?
Yeah, bro.
How did you even come to that studio session? Because I met you there, bro.
I don't even know how, eh?
Yeah.
Because for some reason, I didn't know you guys knew me,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason. And then, I don't know, man, what happened. And then you happened to text me.
Yeah.
And then you said, you're having a camp.
Oh, I texted you. Yes.
Like, you're having a camp. I think that was after 012.
Yeah.
And then you said, nah, I should pull up. I said, nah, I'm going to come. And then we came, we were working. And then, yeah, that was...
And that song is actually Sino made that song because the beat was playing and you started writing and then everybody built the song around his chorus.
Who's on the song?
Robert Boy, Cesar Alekhine, and TBO.
Yes, fair.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. That's a beautiful song, man. I was thinking you're never gonna push it.
Yeah.
It really deserves a push. That's an amazing song, bro.
Yeah.
And it's perfect for Valentine's Day.
Exactly, man. Anyway, hinda about it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We are back. Ghost Ladies here, Fit Checkers here, Black Studios is here, Simpio is here, I am here. The country is mourning. In case you didn't know, one of the biggest, not rappers, artists to ever come out of this country was shot dead 6 times in Florida, Durban. Mm. Talking about AKA. Mm. Where were you when the news broke? Where were you,
so? I was home yesterday, right? I wasn't gigging or anything.
Yeah.
I'm home with my lady, minister of my heart, and chilling, smoking, drinking, watching Better Call Saul, because people have been saying it's an amazing episode. Series.
Series.
Check it out. So I decided to binge yesterday.
What was it? Is it a new season?
No, I don't know. I'm starting from season 1.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen a single episode of it.
Speaking about series, must check out Chippendales.
Chippendales. Doesn't that sound old? I've been hearing that since primary school.
No, the franchise, yes, the business is old, but
the male strippers.
Yeah, the male strippers. So they just did a series about how that business came about. Let's check it out, man. It's epic. Like, it's crazy.
What do you mean male strippers? Why would I watch male strippers?
No, you're watching the content of what happens.
How in the male strippers world.
Yeah, how it started. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it gets crazy at the end. Like, it just shows what greed does to people, you know?
Greed is greed.
Yeah. You know? But watch it. You're going to like it. Trust me.
For real?
Chippendales.
I'll watch it. Yeah. So, yeah, we're chilling. We're having fun, you know, whatever. I pass out on the couch. I get up. She's going to bed because she's working today. And then, the funniest thing, because I get on Twitter. No, I get on WhatsApp. I get a message from someone in the UK sending me Philip Pella's a tweet, a.k.a. has passed away, shot dead. I'm like, what? I'm like, what is this? Because now I've been detached from the role for like 4 hours. Get on Twitter, I see everything. And I'm like, crazy. But also, it's so shocking because, I mean, you never expect people to die, especially particular individuals. But when you hear it, it's like, whoa. It's like, damn, we're here again, you know? It's like
and another person. And the manner.
Yeah, it's like, to me, there's a part of me, I mean, it was obviously shocking, but there's a part of me that's almost desensitized to, I'm like, shot dead. There was a time where it would be like, whoa, you can't fathom, you know, that someone got shot dead. Why? But in this day and age, you're like, oh, he also got shot dead? Oh. What the fuck is going on? You know, and it's crazy, bro. I mean, how many artists in the past 3 months?
Hey, dude.
Yeah,
my 5 Randy, we didn't really know him that. I didn't personally, but in Pretoria, he's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, somebody is a nationwide superstar.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, and also, as soon as you hear it, you get a sense of, there's no going to be justice. It's going to be a cold case because already what's happening with the other cases?
Mm.
I mean, Senzo Mayu are the most highest of profiles. You know, the cases are like, what's going on there? And you're like, whoa.
And you see, no, where were you when the news broke?
No, man, with me, I was at home and I'm like preparing for, I was going to Moloko. And then I'm busy taking pictures. I want to drip, check it drip.
Yeah, yeah, that's your shoot.
It's communicating.
Yeah, you just see shoot, man. It's some amazing shoot.
Oh, yeah, but like if my drip is communicating and I'm like, and then a few minutes after, and then one of my friends was like on like Twitter.
Mm.
And they was like, AK is dead. I was like, nah, you're lying.
Mm.
And then like the mood changed in the room. It's like, okay, stop now. More. And I even thought of like not even, I don't know AK that much.
Mm.
I'm not even like, I've never even spoken to him like that.
Oh, okay.
So it's a thing of Woody. But like it just hit me.
Mm.
Same time I'm like, okay, sharp. Like, and then I was just scared. Like, huh. Same time I was like, okay, sharp. If these people are dying,
huh.
What about me? What's gonna happen to me?
Hey.
If people are dying like this. Yeah.
So he never hit you up for like a feature or like nothing like that?
No, it's just one of those things, man. I believe it's like queer music industry. Mm. Like time, like there's that time that comes. I don't want to rush it sometimes. Yeah, but and I feel like if it's not that time for it to happen, then let me just wait.
Mm.
Yeah, but maybe like there's a reason why.
Mm.
Maybe there's a reason why I haven't done a song or something. So wait too, but yeah, but like eventually, yeah.
There's a reason you have one with Alakine.
You see, yeah, but like there's a reason.
So you want to work with something Soweto?
Well, like too much, bro. Like I want something Soweto, like. When I started like singing, yeah, as in like taking music seriously, like I would listen to the soul and then I would mimic like his voice.
Oh,
yeah, so like I would sing his part, I would do everything like that. So ever since then, like for me, it was like, it was something so weird to like, it's one of the things where I'm like, if I make a song with him, that's like me making a song with Beyonce in a way.
Wow.
Yeah. And shout out to you for finding your own voice because people fall into the trap of the person who inspired them. They end up sounding like them and they can't get out of it. They can't hear themselves outside of sounding like this person.
Yeah, because at some point it did like charm because I don't want to lie. At some point I did like feel like, okay, Shaba was sounding like him. Yeah, but it's like in some case. But I was like, eventually, yeah, but. And then I found my voice, but it was hard for me to even, yeah, because sometimes I would even doubt myself, okay, Sharp, do I know how to sing or I know how to mimic?
Valid question. Whoa.
Yeah, but so like eventually, okay, Sharp, I was like, okay, Sharp, people can tell, even Ujola when I was out, people couldn't tell about who it was. Yeah.
Yes.
What do you mean? Who did they think it was?
Now, my Luminator, they put my Luminator as the guy who was part of the vocalist, even though they put my name, but they were not sure. Okay. It's me for it because I wasn't known. Like.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Cool.
Because Tanzania, the Uncle Waffle song, if Sino doesn't tell you he's on that song, you wouldn't know he's on that
I
song.
I was shocked.
What part do you do?
Shock.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I had my blunder last week. Don't worry.
I was shook.
Join the club.
Yeah. I was Tanzania. Yeah. I was shook when I found out it's him.
Yeah.
But then when I listened, I'm like, oh, yes, it is him. Because I'm used to the love.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
You know, not the ratchet. Super born. That was.
What part did you do?
No, I did the part of what was I seeing in Tanzania.
Yes. And that's the part that people remember.
Then who does the other part?
Boy Pizza.
Oh, damn. I thought it's you, bro. I thought I'm like, that's why I'm like, I'm giving you props on your range right now. Like, oh, you still get the mellow part.
Yeah.
That part is still beautiful.
Thanks, bro.
And you, Ghost Lady, where were you?
I woke up to the news. Like, so obviously I was just forced to sleep throughout the night. And then, you know, you wake up and the first thing you do is just reach to your phone, scroll, and then you just see these posts that RIP AK. And you're just like, wait, I went on Google and checked, you know, and this was like,
what did you see? Twitter, news. Instagram?
Yeah, no, everywhere. I went to Twitter, I went to Instagram.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Where can we follow you?
Oh,
No, for real.
For me, why I was so somber, no? And I'm still somber, is I was playing. I was playing at Coffee Centurion, right? Mm-hmm. So while I'm playing, someone from the crowd comes to me and shows me their phone, and they show me the tweet where they're like, AK has been shot dead 6 times, right? And in my head, I'm like, what? What the fuck? No ways, right?
Yeah.
And literally, within 20 seconds, I had to play the next song. So it made me realize, like, fuck, man, no matter how big of an artist or how much you've contributed to the society or how big you are in general, like, when you die, the music goes on. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I had to play the next song.
Ooh, I get it.
Like, the music just went on, you know? So it made me realize, like, fuck, man, when we die, the music's just going to go on, man. Like, life goes on.
Bro, life goes on. When you die, your partner wears dresses in black, cries and whatever. 4 months down the line, a guy, I'm Sheila.
Why you gotta take it there, bro?
Like more.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, people will come to your funeral, eat the food, cry, and whatnot. And tomorrow they'll probably hear a joke or something. They'll start laughing again.
Okay.
They'll forget again. You know what I mean?
Not even tomorrow. Like, after tears.
Literally. That's what I mean. Like, it's the saddest
even
part.
During, exactly.
Because you couldn't stop the music and be like, yo, this has just happened. I'm not feeling well. And it's a human thing to do. You could do that, you know? But then the next DJ will just come on and play. And the music goes on. So it's a metaphor for literally that. It's so sad, no matter how big and all of us. It's a journey we're all going to walk.
But how many people are triggered by this, you know? Like, I know you're saying that, you know, maybe you're just so desensitized by it, you know, like how...
I'm getting desensitized
getting,
slowly.
But obviously people tap into, maybe they lost a family member the same way, and so this just triggers them, and just, or a friend who had went through the same thing, got shot, and they died, you know? So because of the magnitude of you see, AKs was like, no one expected this.
Yeah.
Like,
he's young, man. He's like our age, yeah?
He's like 87?
Yeah, he's an 87 baby.
Yeah, he's our age. He's a kid, man.
He's 88.
Well, a 7-year-old child. I mean,
he just
still
turned 35, like, what? Two weeks ago?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But does anybody know what happened? Like, what are people saying?
The stories are it was a drive-by, but then there was a police leader speaking to Faith Mangope on the news, and he says no to... guys walked across the street, and he was with Tibbs. Also, rest in peace. Show Tibbs love. Yeah, he used to be AKs. He essentially launched the AKAs.
Yeah, they started together.
Career. Yeah. He did the show love parties. We all
know.
Are
they best friends? Because I heard they were like best friends, right?
I don't know, but they were really close.
Oh, okay.
They could have been, but I don't know. But he was one of the people who was very instrumental in launching his career as a solo artist. Yeah, he managed them for the longest time, and it so happened that they were in Durban to you know, and they were, I don't know, maybe linking up or having a conversation.
Yeah.
And the story is from this police leader now who was on the news on the phone saying no, there was no drive-by apparently. So there's people saying there was a drive-by, and the cops are saying two guys walked across the street. Obviously released, you know, a barrage of bullets, shots, and fled.
Huh.
Fled the scene.
Because also, when I heard on the report saying it was a drive-by, I mean, I was thinking that maybe just someone was driving by and just shot at everyone. So expecting that a lot of... But then to hear that it was actually just AKA.
Sounds targeted.
It was
sounds like a hit.
Yeah, it sounds targeted. Like a hit. And, yeah. and it's... I don't... Now, I don't know who the hit was on, though. You know what I mean? Because two people passed away. You know? So, yeah. And also, who'd want to kill Tibbs? Or who'd want to kill AKA, man? Like... But it's the question we all always ask ourselves, who'd want to kill somebody? Who'd want to kill my 5 rand? Who'd want to kill Lucky Dube? Okay, with him, it was a botched robbery, right? Or hijack. But in this case, it was a hit.
What are you saying, Zino?
No, I'm saying nothing, but I almost said something, but I realized it was not going to be.
What do you mean?
No, in terms of like... We were supposed to laugh, but I don't know.
Oh, you get a pun.
Oh, wow.
See, no, wrong timing.
You said something, you know, like you're not supposed to kill somebody.
No. Too soon.
Yeah, you see, You see, it's your fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. It's not my fault.
What do you mean it's today?
It's not. It's not my fault. You do these things. And then I'm just here, I'm like, hey.
I'm throwing me under the bus.
Yeah, what's all good?
No, just talking. Okay, you know, without any puns being intended. Hey.
No, but like, I didn't mean any.
No, but it's cool. Yeah, we get it. You didn't say it. You didn't laugh, so it's fine. Yeah.
Hey, but the guy left us some hits, bro.
Bro, Black Studios were playing them, and I'm like, yo, they slap different.
Yeah.
The music always slaps different when people pass on. You know?
What was your favorite AKA song?
The one that always comes to mind is Composure, because my friend in high school used to play that song a lot, like almost, because it was that time where I think Casper released like a diss track or whatever.
Yeah,
and then AKA. That was like, this is a song, and then Fela and Versace, of course. Yeah.
Oh, Fela and Versace. Yeah.
My favorite song is the one I entered Big Brother with. You know, when you enter Big Brother, when you enter the stage, you choose a song. I chose an AKA song. The I want it all from the ground to the top.
Hits the floor.
I'm watching it about bump a soul, bump side about chase a core, sky, top, hit the floor. Yeah. Till today. That's my favorite. Old song. Do you know it? You in primary school. What do you mean you were Composure? You were in high school, bro. I was working at YFM by when Composure dropped. So you were in primary school by then. You don't know him?
Primary.
You were in
primary is too young. Maybe grade one.
Maybe grade 7. Maybe you're 14 or 13.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. You don't know the song. It's a classic. It's one of AKA's classics.
Did you know Entity? Did you know this guy, Cizwem
Bofu Walsh?
Was part of Entity.
Yes, you didn't know.
No, I didn't know. I thought he's like a political guy since like he was born.
No, man, his dad is Dalim Bofu, bro. Yeah, Entity. They made it St. John's, and this the other guy. I don't know what happened to him. This video with the doves. And they fly. I forgot the name of the song. Entity, bro. Back in the days when we were in like high school,
Was Kabza part of it? The KTV guy.
Kamza was a part of it, sort of like management. Kamza was Ivy League. There were two groups of private school boys. It was Ivy League and
Entity.
Yeah, but Ivy League made beats more, right?
Yes.
But Libo Nabuma. Beats, ne? AKA, yeah, I was in a beat outfit called Ivy League. And then he was in a rap group called Entity.
So he made his own beats?
Cool boys.
AKA?
Yeah, he can make beats.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, AKA produced some of his stuff, some of his own stuff.
Wow.
He can make, well, he could, like, he can make music. Damn.
Yeah,
some of his music he made himself.
As a producer. He was also a producer.
Yeah, because it was part of Ivy League and they made beats for people.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's going to be a somber week, man. It's going to be a very depressing week.
Hey, man. It's just...
And Ricky passed away in Feb as well.
Yeah.
Hey, Feb is coming. With
the and I remember we were shooting Umlando actually that day.
What do you mean?
We're shooting the video Umlando. Music video, yeah. I found out.
Are you in Umlando? Umlando? You're there?
Yes.
Yeah, he's there, bro.
He's there.
You got a first there?
Yes.
Umlando?
Nah.
The original or the remix?
Don't be confused.
Da, 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 da. Is that,
don't be confused.
That's the part, right?
Which one?
Your part.
Which one?
Onumland.
Which part?
Sing it. I just, I feel like I'm going to, no, no. Sosha.
No, that's Sosha.
No, there's a part in the blood. It's aye, aye, halala, aziwe, me, mazipa.
You don't know some blood.
He thinks that well,
part. Oh, shit. The voices.
I can't sing to save my life. That's why I was like, I'm just going to mess it up. You sing it. I know. I saw you. Yeah. I love that music video.
Anyway, on a lighter note, the second annual Ama Piano Awards are here.
Whoa, shout out.
They're taking place on the 2nd of April at the Sunbet Arena, Times Square, Menlyn in Pretoria. Tickets will be available from today at 8 p.m. You can start purchasing your tickets. I think some of the crew went to the nominees party. Yeah, who went? Hands in the air.
And the nominees are
Fact Checker. How was it?
Fact Checker, you're here.
2000.
Tell us, how was it, man? Was it dope?
Oh,
doesn't it work, that mic?
No, there's only 4 channels.
Oh, only 4 channels. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because Sino. Oh, soon. So Sino took Fact Checker's mic.
Ah, I win.
What happened, Fajek?
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't bad. It was actually nice, entertaining. Nice to see other people within the industry and mingling, man.
Who was there?
Mandisa, Man's Not Hot, was there. Shorty Time.
Oh, I see Mandisa.
Robot Boy was there. I think I saw Angelic on the decks.
Legend.
Who else? Doss was performing.
Mm. Yeah. Hey,
she just
licked
her tongue and then brushed her hands,
her nipples,
her nipples and grabbed her boobs singularly. How, but I would describe it, what we saw you doing.
Yeah.
So Toss is a snack.
I mean, yeah.
What about Sino? Hey, she just went down. She just went down.
Yeah. She just, her hands just trickled down.
Hi, Sino.
And the Kosa, both Kosa.
But Xiongli messes with the crew, so you have to join the podcast if you want some.
Well,
allegedly.
Continue, please.
Sino.
All right, cool. Let's go through some of the nominees, man. Okay.
Oh,
cool.
Yes.
All right, let's go. Were you nominated, Sino?
I don't even know.
You don't know if you're nominated?
No, I don't even know, because apparently Sino can sing.
Ah!
Wait. It's the round table, eh? I'm going round table. I'll show his camera. It's that round table, ne? It's that round table. Was it Fiso? There's Fiso throwing shots at everyone there.
Yeah, when we did, for those who haven't checked it out, we did a round table, Ama Piano Wrapped, in December.
Yes.
So Fiso was on the panel, said, Sino has hits, but he can't sing.
Bruh.
How did that make you feel, man?
Okay, for some reason, I've come to understand Uguti, like, I don't need to be told Uguti I'm good, you know? I've been told, some have told me Uguti, nah, you're not good, whatever.
Whoa.
But, like, the thing Uguti, I've come to a point where I trust myself. But, like, for a bit, that thing kind of reminded me, like, then when I was, like, doubting myself.
Oh, yes.
Okay, maybe, but I'm just like, nah.
But I think he didn't say you can't sing. He said something along the lines.
No, he said he can't sing.
For real?
Yes.
I can't.
He didn't say, it's my show. Oh, flip. Did you see what happened? Before you go on, Spiso said that, right? Yeah. So Spiso said a lot of things at the round table. And then, so he was saying, Kamsa doesn't produce these days. You know, musical chef just plays the chords and then he comes and adds the string and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, 2 weeks, 3 weeks
there
later.
There was a video, yeah.
Yeah, there was a video. Kamsa tweets.
He was the...
Kamsa was like, how do you tell someone to leave your house?
Yeah.
They overstayed their welcome. You know, then the following day, Kamsa shows a video. It's Spiso and Kamsa plays and Kamsa's making a beat and they jam me like, no, And then you see, it shows him bouncing, leaping. Then it's like, Jesu Mudimu Haji Papa or something like that. Yeah. Or Hasisna. I was like, wow.
Fizo's a character, man.
He's a character, right?
No, but fuck out of here, dog. You can sing. Now you can know, sing. Bro. You know, bro.
Chola, the Tuda, Chola.
This, bro.
That's a classic. I wonder if you drop the song. Because if you drop it now, at any party, it fucks up the crowd.
Sasha, I played Sasha last night. I dropped Sasha last night.
Oh, yeah, Sasha is a classic.
Lives in the villain.
What do you say in Chola?
When? Like the whole song?
No, you know, in Chola.
Chola.
Then before it repeats, that when it comes back to the first cycle, the first beat, there's a. There's a voice that's
going. No, that one is just. It's like skating-ish.
Oh, it's skating. Yeah, also, it's not just, any words.
Yeah, it's not words, yeah. Oh, same as like, it's da, like but it's not.
It's like Musa Keys when it goes, oh, yeah.
Yes, it's
something
like
enough.
That, yeah.
That's skating in music. That's skating. Yeah, so I get it.
But I realized you like doing that, especially when you're starting each song.
Yeah.
It's like your trademark.
Gives me like, puts me in the mood almost, so that I know where to go.
Because even you did it even on his song, ne?
Yes.
Yes, on Sosh. I mean,
Nyasfela.
Nyasfela, yeah. Wow, bro.
Skating.
Yeah.
All right. How did Jola come about, dog? George, that's Benson, a classic, man.
Hey, man, it's strange because Udem Tuda used to, he hit me up, back in, 2019. Yeah, but in that time, I was still, And then we couldn't meet then. And then he released John Wick and the other songs. Mm. And then this at the time, when was it? 2021, right? Yeah. And then 2021, and then we finally met. And then I went to his studio. And then the first song we did was actually Chola. And then it was very slow when it did Yeah, it was going like that. And then I recorded the song and then I left.
And I'm sure that's how you like it, ne? Because when it's slow, you can feel.
Yeah. Because I feel like he did that beat because he thought, that's my vibe. Of which, that's my vibe, of course. But, and then a week later, and then he sends me the Chola that you know now. I was like, what happened to this song? And then, I was like, hey, my man, this one is the one. I'm like, it's the one. I'm like, nah. I don't know. But I was like, let's rather do other songs. And then this one, it will be one of those songs. Mm. And then he went live, and then told me again, it's like, my man, this song is going to be too much. Mm. And I was like, we'll see. And then eventually now I saw TikTok and I'm like, hey, Prat, did you see what?
Classic.
And I was like, okay, Shab AC, now he's going to be acting. Yeah.
How did you get in the game, though? Because you just came out of nowhere, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It's, bro. Okay, Sanel is the one who helped me.
Sanel?
Sanel Musician, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because I was starting in Bloom and then this other time, I went to this other gig. It was my first time actually getting a paying gig. I got R1,000.
Hey!
It was very nice. And then I went there. It was farmer's market-ish. Yeah, but in Bloom. Okay. And then we went there. And then when I was done, this other two ladies were like, bro, why don't you do a video, Rabo, and post it on, same as what Mlindo did?
Yes.
You would and then tag these guys. And I was I will think about it. Okay. Same night around 11. To tough, and then I recorded a video singing and then I sang that song. Midnight, I was still I was on my phone, I posted. And then a few minutes later, Sana liked and then retweeted, and then Amifa would like it. So I was like, I made it.
You're gone.
Yeah. And then for me, that was even if people don't know me, whatever, for me, it meant a lot. Because I shot that thing. I was in a bathroom.
Wow.
That is hiding the way because it doesn't. And then I had my polo neck. At that time I thought the drip was nice. I had the polo neck and then I was away. And then I liked the echo.
Yeah.
Because those those restroom. Corner echo. So I used it and then I sang. And then for me that was the best video.
Yeah.
Then I posted it and then they liked. And then I talked to Sana and then I told him, hey man, I would love to work with you even if it's not now, but eventually one day. And then he responded, give me your number. And then fortunately I was coming to Joburg with my band at that time.
Mm.
And then I came and then I used that trip and then I went to meet him and then recorded.
Wow. Then, what song did you do with Sana?
I released an album. There's songs, man, that I did, like a lot of them. Yeah, a lot of them.
Hey, Sanel's good, man.
Oh, Sanel is incredible, bro. He's super talented. You know, bro, it doesn't, like, I mean, obviously Sanel doesn't make piano. And it does. And right now, a lot of us, you know, maybe would make the mistake of categorizing you as a piano act. Yeah. What's your comfort zone? Like, what did you initially intend to do in the game? And what genre or kind of music?
Yeah. For me, man, I love chill stuff. I like jazz. I like soulful, like jazz stuff. I would like to believe like I'm an old soul. Even like with my style, sometimes I like vintage vibes. Yeah. So, like for me, man, like jazz.
Even your clothes, I mean, what is that thing you wear? When last did you see that?
Yeah, your clothes are good. They wear it a lot. They come back from.
Did you go to the mountains, dog?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, we'll join the club. So you didn't go to the mountains, dog?
Yeah, I didn't, but a shout out to him. I mean, he's brave. He's brave. I have no business in the mountains. I really have no business being in the mountains. Come on now. You know what I mean? Yeah, man.
But what happened to that thing when they said Zulus are now going?
Are they going now?
I'm not
going
to
go. There was a thing that said
my mom never wanted me to go. I'll respect her wishes, man. Sorry. I'm not going. I mean, I could go. I'm circumcised. What am I going to do? They'll just give me... I know when you're circumcised, they cut you somewhere.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Just for... Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, they'll cut you Puck lane. That's where you get circumcised.
No, man.
Right behind his mom's backyard. Puck lane hospital.
At the mountain.
Where did they cut you?
At the mountain. First day. How long did you stay there?
Okay. My thing is actually like...
This guy's a fool.
It was an in and out procedure. My guy, it was an in and out.
If you're circumcised, you can still go, but they'll cut you somewhere.
Yeah. If you're circumcised at the hospital, they just cut you like a little bit.
Oh, flip. Didn't hurt.
Okay, sharp. So,
No. I didn't go to the hospital, dog. I got cut there.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
All right, dope. Oh, you got circumcised there?
Yeah.
All right, dope. Okay.
Yeah. How long were you there for?
Yeah.
Okay, before I answer that one. So my thing is a bit complicated-ish, like, to a person who's not me.
Yeah. Sure.
So in a sense, you would see, like, my father, like, is from Matete level. So, like, I consider myself as a Tlubi person more than, like, a Xhosa person or, like, a...
What's a Tlubi person?
Break that. Yeah, Tlubi, break that down, like... Man.
Okay, Shab, one would correct me, but, like, there's a mix, man, of... There's Sotho, there's... Xhosa, there's, I think there's a mix of Zulu or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's a mix of that. Yeah. So me now, to the mountain, I went to like a Sotho initiation.
Mm. Oh, damn.
Yeah, but so we stayed like I stayed a month, I think, yeah.
And then, yeah. We also stayed a month.
So, yeah.
And then you still got to go home and heal some more.
For real?
Mm. So when I went home, stayed at the back room for like another 2 weeks. Because we hadn't healed yet.
You were 2 weeks to go.
Madam, now I was fine. You know?
Pocked out.
It's 2 weeks.
He said it. I didn't say it.
Did they teach you any chants? Because they taught us some chants.
Well, yeah, they did. Yeah, but, and actually, like, even then, that's where I even got more, like, confidence which I can sing. Because guys, they were like, hey, my man, there's this guy. And I was the only one wearing glasses. Okay. So there's that guy. They used to call me like a name. But there's that guy who sings. And I was singing.
No, you can sing it.
Okay. No, I won't sing it.
Not
there's
a chance.
There's like, you know, like in a choir, the soprano, tenor, alto.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. The so there is like, there's like a thing they call katakata. And then they call it katakata. It's like you sing. Like, and then there's tenor. There's others, man, like two, three, and whatever. Others like screams, like soprano for males. Yeah, mm-hmm. Then there's tenor, and then there's bass. Yeah, so yeah, it was that, and then I was singing there, and I'll start my song, and then and they were very impressed about my singing. Yeah.
Mm.
Wow, so you're into a Sotho initiation?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of mixing of Xhosa, because it's close to Maluti, right?
Yeah.
And then in Lesotho, the beer there is Maluti.
Yeah,
there's a whole lot of mixing happening there.
Yeah.
Actually, the song...
You sing the chant sometimes when we're driving.
Yeah, Aburi Makota.
The vendor chants, yeah.
Aburi Makota. Kota Kibutsir.
Yes.
Kibutsir. Tzaka. Tzaka Tzamila.
Tzamila. Why does it sound like...
He wanted to sing.
There's that song.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Anyway, so we're at the Amapiano Awards, right?
Damn,
yeah. Here, nominees are Friends of Amapiano. We got Amifako, Asake. Who's Asake?
Asake, Nigerian Amapiano guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we got Nigerians.
Apparently, she's the biggest Amapiano artist in America, they say.
You lie.
He's Nigerian.
Wow.
You see, it's overtake him, Amapiano.
No, but Nigerians always take things to the top, dog. There's like 300 million of them. So whatever they do is always at like a big magnitude.
Right, and I've heard some of his songs. He sort of gets the sound, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I've heard some of his songs. It makes nice music.
What do you think about that? Nigerians hopping on the Amapiano bandwagon.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, but I don't think you should recognize them as... Because now we're not, like, they said, but it's not recognized as Afrobeat. As in, like, it should be, like...
And it is Afrobeat.
Yeah, so it should be, like... A song then, but then they not, they like, I don't know if they will put it, but for sure maybe they might not put it. But now for them to put a person who's not from here, it's sort of like undermining our song.
No, that,
wait, make that make sense. I don't understand what you said.
No, before you continue, yeah. That category,
yeah.
It's Friends of Piano. So it's not, it's people who are not traditionally like from piano, South Africa piano, or yeah. Amapiano people,
yeah.
But who've had an impact within the Amapiano yeah. game. So Asake, internet, like Amifaku. She's an Afro,
yes,
Afro soul,
yeah,
you know, yeah. Afro pop sure. genre. But yeah. she's had so many amazing songs and yeah. piano collaborations. She's friends of Amapiano, like a great friend. I don't know if she's there.
Yeah.
Would be Msaki, for example.
Yeah, Msaki's here. Wizkid is here as well.
Yeah.
Fed Cook Mahuta, Mac G. I don't know. It's a double G. Is that meant to be me?
No, that's not you, boy.
A double E.
That's two bunnies. That's the guys who wear the wools in the hot room.
Okay.
They wear the wools. They must cuff so wool and then they call
them. There's even Dlalam Shungus.
Dlalam Shungus.
Yeah, Mshungus. I'll yeah. say it.
Dlalam Shungus.
Yes.
Oh.
Davido, Casper, Nyovest, Beast. Those are the friends of Amapiano. So you were saying with Sete.
Yeah, man. Like I was saying... Would say, like, if they're gonna recognize them like that, maybe I will like the set song, KO, Blackie, and Youngstar, like, they're like the friends of Afrobeat.
Oh, I get yeah. you,
but it's Afrobeat, it should be accepted as Afrobeat, even that.
But
side.
Will it?
So I moved your mic, and now you moved further.
Oh, did I? I'm good, some guy.
Yeah, now you good. Who do you think is gonna win this one,
Casper?
Casper.
You know why? I got me. But Casper's got a lot of, I mean, Monati Mpulae. Oh.
Isn't that old?
Yeah, yeah, true
like
though.
Amifagume,
true.
Like...
Even the song with Bukye, true though. True. Yeah, true though.
Yeah.
Repeat the names.
True though.
You were saying Amifagume, yeah?
No, Amifagume yes. has been like, yeah, like, Asake, yeah, but Amifagume is like, for me, like, Kota, Ebo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Amifagu has been like coming again and again and again and again.
She's got that massive song now with Amos Fatela.
Ooh, yeah. I don't hear her on that song.
Is it? She's there, she's prominent.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, then Amifagu, man.
Amifagu, ne?
Yes, now come on, Fatela. Jelus Fatela. Jelus Tanda.
Has Amos ever done a bad song, bro? Hey, that guy's too much.
All right, bro. Bro, Amos is amazing.
Yeah.
Amos is so talented, bro.
Sure.
And it's Kosa also, ne? I'm going to get Kosa vibe from him. He's not.
Nah, he's not. He just speaks like a lot of languages. I don't know
which one. Oh, wow.
Because there's songs in Tonka. There's songs.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, there's a song called Risa Tegire.
Risa Tegire,
man. You don't know it? Okay, there's a song like that.
I know Sasekile means...
It's a song.
Ladies tell me that a lot. Sasekile. What does it mean? Like you're loud or something. Beautiful. Me? I thought it's loud. Oh, shit.
Best Amapiano online... Oh, do you want the nominees again? Do you want to hear them again? Or are you going with Amifako?
Repeat the names. You said Amisaki is there, bro.
Amifako, Asake, Beast, Casper, Nyovest, Davido, Dlala...
Gagam Shunlis.
Mshunqisi.
Mac G, the one with the double E.
That's the designer guy.
Yeah. Msaki, Fetko, Ken Mauta, and Wizkid.
Mm. I'm Saki.
Msaki.
Bawo Kusea.
Then I can give you.
I'm finished. I'm killed you.
No, I can give you. Amufaku, what's that? Kabza, the one
who comes. Aspi Happy.
Abalele.
Okay. Ngiyabo, I'm talking about.
Fatela.
Fatela.
Hey, no, that Msaki is in that king.
Msaki's got Zanzibar with Viska and Mapori.
Nah, I still stick by my guns, bro. Msaki, dope.
Best Amapiano artist manager, Cody for Deben Gogo, Dada Archie for Amaroto. Or is it?
Well, is it when they broke up, that means.
Give me Roto. Give me Roto, no. Give me Roto.
How when they broke up, man? They broke up. You were supposed to keep them intact. It's your job. So, it's like best constructor and the building has collapsed. You're going to be like, how, bro? You're a house, right?
creative corner for Uncle Waffles. Tuli for Black Boy Music and Piano Hub. Tiamo for Musa Keys. Woo, this is a difficult one.
You know.
Who's your manager, bro?
Zimi.
Zimi?
Zimi, yeah.
Oh. Is that a guy or a chick?
It's a guy.
It's a guy. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
It's tricky. Because you see, like with Tuli Lock, right?
Yeah.
Like, she manages some of the big people, but don't they make her job slightly easier?
Easy,
because
yes.
Most managers will tell you their biggest challenge is the artist not bringing forth the music, because the music is the currency, essentially.
100%.
When it blows up, the gigs blow up, right? Yeah. So she could be working some magic that is not driven by the music that we don't see. Yabo?
I gotta go. Then,
Kabza should be. And it's this topic you're having there. That Kabza should be... Asake from Nigeria is the biggest piano guy in America, but Kabza should be international, like, too much right now. I know he gets gigs internationally, but... Yeah. So it's easy to say, because based on... They get the most gigs, but maybe they receive the most emails and texts for bookings.
Yeah,
right?
It's easy to manage those guys.
It's somewhat easier, yeah. So
that's why I respect Creative Corner, purely for that KFC deal that they did for Uncle Waffles.
Uncle Waffles is on adverts, KFC deals.
Mm. I think that's one for me.
Yeah. And you? Who would you go for there?
Probably I just forgot. So I just had like, there's Kobe, right?
Yeah, Kobe for Deben Gogo.
And then there's Creative Corner.
Creative Corner for Uncle Waffles, Dada Archie for Amaroto, Tuli for Tuli Lock for Black Boy Music and Piano Hub, Tiamo for Musa Keys.
Okay, even Tiamo has done a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Musa Keys, man.
There's Steamroll, there's...
Sure.
Yeah. Musa Keys got the Steamroll gig, bro.
It's tough,
the
this
NSC one.
Yeah.
Now, I'll go for... Let me say Tiamo.
Tiamo, ne?
Because, like, yeah, Musa is my...
Bro, are you inspired by Musa Keys in terms of your drip? Like, you guys wear weird shit, man.
Yeah, bro. Let's see your shoes, man. I love them. They're incredible. Like, they... Bro, last time I saw Musa Keys, today I'm like, how? Sino.
Balenciaga.
And you guys are able to dance in these. Have you seen them dance in these bands?
Like Musa Keys, bro.
Are they not light?
They're very light. They're super light.
Let me see. What the fuck are those, bro?
They're sandals / Crocs that have... That are on steroids.
Jeez, how much are these, bro? Balenciaga, I know this is expensive, Balenciaga.
Nah, this is like... How much are these, huh?
I don't know. Baba, this is
like
some...
Now, someone is going to tweet it, obviously. There's always some... Like, with Black Coffee the other day, and his sneaker was 15,000. Someone already got the price and a screenshot from an online shop of those sneakers. So they'll get
Shout out to Black Coffee, man. It finally happened.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the only highlight of last week, man. Oh, man. Yeah, beautiful interview.
Beautiful conversation. It was like 3 hours, 30 minutes.
Bro, and I was thinking about that. I'm like, fuck, do you know how lucky we are? And shout out to Khrutman, because like, Black Coffee sells time, right? So imagine if we were to book him for a 3-hour set, how much that would cost us.
Oh, bro.
And he gave us 3 hours of his time, bro. A
couple of hundred thousand.
You know what I mean? Millions even, bro. Yeah. Millions even. 3 hours.
Millions.
Yeah, bro.
Shit. Coffees, bro. Shout out to him. And he had a great time, you know?
Yeah,
he really
man.
Had an amazing conversation.
Oh, I enjoyed that. I got to say, it's probably one of my best interviews I've ever done, bro.
Bro.
Purely because I love the guy. I'm a fan.
And he opened up to you. I mean, when you were like, did you have children out of wedlock? And he just answered.
Yeah, don't give the spoilers.
No. He said he didn't have. Come on now, you know.
You know what he said?
You'll see. Check out the episode. You'll see his response. Ah, come on, man.
So I don't know. Do you think we should do the Stay Clinical thing again? I think it deserves Stay Clinical, bro.
Nah, deserve cinemas. No. We must do the Stay Clinical experience.
Yeah.
Like and we this did time with Zola. All over.
And now not three cinemas, because with Zola we did Cape Town, Johannesburg, Durban.
That's
what I mean, right?
This time it must be just all the steak.
You're going to Durban.
Yeah, I went to Durban.
No, chillers must let us know, man. If you want the Stay Clinical experience, let us know because it deserves it, man.
It does.
That epic. It's that monumental. It's shout out to Black Coffee for his time. Really appreciate it. Have you ever hit him up? Has he ever hit you up to like work on something? Because I know he loves vocalists.
Yeah, he'd work with you, I think.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
Bro, you'd love working with you, man.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I think the old Black Coffee would, because the new one, remember, Black Coffee now doesn't do Venek songs if because of his international acclaim and his thingies.
Right.
And you mostly sing in Venek.
Yeah.
Do you have English songs?
Hey, nah.
You don't, ne?
Nah.
But you speak good English. Why don't you make English songs?
Do I?
Oh, what do you mean?
Hey,
man, I see your WhatsApp stories all the time.
That's monumental. That's monumental.
Ah, man, monumental, right? man, you speak proper man, English.
I try.
What do you mean, you
know? No, man. Because the thing is, I like it when I relate to things. And when something is from my heart, rather like I sing it in my own language. So I understand it and relate to it.
Because
even like, strange enough, I don't listen more like of songs from overseas. Like I don't relate that much to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even though they talk about things that happen to every like person, but for me, the language, it just cuts me sometimes. I'm like...
Then you're comfortable with Venek. That's 100% perfect also.
Yeah. But bro, you didn't answer the Musa Keys question.
What about... Or the trip?
Yeah.
No, man, I don't think my trip is like Musa or... But like Musa, man, like, hey, Musa is very, like, he just does things, man.
Like, where do you guys buy this stuff? Like, where do you buy that?
Don't ask me.
Do you have a stylist?
Well, like, I do have a guy who helps me sometimes, nice. Yes.
Oh, damn, for real? That's a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Well, it is a thing sometimes because, hey, you would buy all these clothes and then you don't know how to
put them together.
Yeah.
How are stylists paid? Per outfit or on retainer? How?
It's like consultation vibe. Like consultation, but maybe they can bring clothes or you just like for that. If it's like, because it depends, maybe it can be a photo shoot or it can be a thing like this. And then, or it can be a performance. Maybe like some, they would like rate you like terms of like an hour or whatever. But like it just happens, man. Like they start
you. You can
buy
clothes from them, right?
Yeah, some give you clothes,
I thought like it's an expression of self, clothing. So if you're getting a stylist, you're not really expressing much then. Isn't it just then that person expressing through you?
No, but then also it's a thing of which you don't dress anything. Yeah, but you don't dress anything. Like you dress, because even the way I dress, it's like how I want to dress.
Yeah.
I'll tell the stylist, this is how... This is my style. So, and the person, if they style you like more often, they will understand. Okay, sharp. If I'm styling him, I have to be around this.
Oh, I get. I think I get it.
We would be the easiest.
When
people
I get stylist,
style. We just need clothes.
Yeah, we just
need
get
clothes.
Us clothes.
Get us, get us clothes.
We'll wear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't have a problem. Yeah.
Oh, here's my favorite one. Back to the piano awards, right?
Yes.
Best Ama Piano Festive Hit.
Hey, festive.
Yeah,
boy. Ayuani, man. Festive.
Bastrata by Maphorisa, Viska, and all the other guys. Tobetsa by Maestro, Sean Music. Zotata by PC, Justin 99, and Mr. Jazik. Nkantini by Mac G, Cetril, Bailey, and MJ Keys. Stimela by 2.1, featuring Dante Stana and Tabi Sings. Which one are you going for, guys?
Damn.
And answer this carefully.
Mina, now is answer this. It affects your range. It affects your range. That makes you correct.
The winner.
Nkantini.
Yes.
There's no home in Nawe. Me and
No, it's not here. It's not here.
Whoa, that's for real.
Yeah, which one are you going for, my dog?
But festive is in December, man. You dropped the song way early.
But it was rocking in December, dog.
Was it still rocking?
Yes.
For real? Oh, of course.
Yes.
Over tomato in December.
Hey, who are you going for, bro?
No, it was actually. It's just that the thing that made like Tobiza, I feel like it's a dope song, I don't want to lie. But also, even it having more than one version had an impact.
Because, Chomiki Chinchile, that version just
Foka killed another one. It gives it like another new lease of life.
Like, it gives it, there's a phrase in English, it gives it, Second wind.
Cos lady, I can trust you. Who are you going for?
Kantin, of course.
Penduka?
What's it, Kantin?
Kantin.
Penduka?
Ayona.
Hey, man, I'm trying to marry to me. My man, I need combi.
So April is coming.
Yeah? Ah, my boy, man. Listen, you know what I'd say, right? I'd say, in Kantini, rocked longer than Dobeta. But over the period of the festive, Dobeta was a bigger hit. I'd give Nkantini, I hope it's nominated for Song of the Year. I'd give Nkantini for Song of the Year because of the longevity of Nkantini. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going to have to break it down to a period, I'd give it to Dobeta. We have police. But it's how I view it. Over the festive, Dobeta remix. Because the Dobeta without vocals doesn't. But I'd say Kantini's Song of the Year because of it rocked for half the year, literally.
Mm.
But now Dobeta's almost dead.
Sino?
It was a thought to make G. Now let me say Kantini.
So I was like, man.
No, man, let's be honest. Dobeta was fire, bro. Dobeta was crazy.
Was crazy.
Yeah.
But Kantini rocked longer. It's just that you dropped it when?
I can't even remember.
Very early. Yeah. And for it to be, have still, because it still got a reaction over the face.
Should have saved it for December. Had I known.
Yes, you see. Then there would be no doubt. Possibly Song of the Year, like Summers and everything else. But if it's festive.
Yeah,
but so for over the year, Kantini did well, bro. Kantini, fuck. I mean, it launched MJ and Bailey's careers. Fucking hell, Meg G was pulled out of his ears.
Like, all right, cool. Let's go to vocalists because you're a vocalist too. Best amapiano vocalist. We got Buhle, Dali Wonga, Mahu, Murumba Pitch, Nkosazana Daughter. Woo! Damn. Who are you going for? See, no.
Oh, you said who?
Mahu, Murumba Pitch, Nkosazana Daughter, Dali Wonga, and Buhle.
Hey.
Streaky.
You say Shoni Lang, na. And Mahu's good.
Mahu, ne?
But,
Buhle.
Ish.
Buhle, guys.
What song was she on? I mean,
The viral one, man.
Humble.
I feel like that doesn't show her vocal abilities more than in the Kokele.
Yes.
I mean, that's a vibe.
Kokele.
The Kokele. Like, that's a very vibey. Humba, kum. It's more of the beat that carries the song as opposed to the Kokele, but that's old, you see. Hey, then there's Piano Chawulise. And it's got Marumba and fucking Kosazana, you see now.
Are you gonna have to answer this one? Because
Dog. You're the authority.
Okay, like I relate more with Murumba more than the rest of the guys.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll go with Murumba because
Why do you relate more with them?
Why don't I?
No, why do you?
With Ulo.
Murumba.
Because so Murumba, I met him before, like me and him, like we met at them Tudors. Place, and then we're recording songs and stuff. So I feel like I relate more with him, and even his approach to music is what I really like, love, and the language, of course. And then with the other guys, I'm not really used to them like that.
What's your approach?
Well, I can't describe it or anything, but when I sing, then you would know that's my approach. Even like same as like when you said I skit when I start the song.
Yeah,
that's my approach to anything. And also, man, like the way I sing, I don't know how to mention it in words, but yeah.
Do you play instrument? Because I've seen you with the guitar.
Yeah, Yeah, I play guitar, yeah.
So your approach, would you sometimes, do you, like with Msaki, she normally composes using a guitar, oh, yeah, even when she sings. Do you do that, or you can just sing and put the guitar away?
I do come up with a song. Yeah, I do play guitar, yeah, bro, and come up with songs and I write them. But like most of those songs are usually very deep, man. Mm. And then when it's like a piano beat, then most of the times like I don't take it too deep, because I feel like when a song is too deep, then people like, yeah, but don't relate to it much, or they'll just, it won't like hit as much.
Yeah, they wanted bubblegummy. They wanted watered down sometimes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been hurt, bro? Because you're always texting about mummies on your status on WhatsApp.
Well, I've been hurt, bro. Like on a serious note, I've been hurt. But I wouldn't say it's like...
what do you mean?
No, like not in the sense of it's like, hey, I had like a... It's like a breakdown. I'm like, it was hectic.
Like you... Oh, I see.
Yeah, but like there was like... that thing was like, ish, yeah. Yeah, but after that, everything just changed, man. Like, even how I see things now, I'm like, oh, so these ones are like this, but it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, mummies is always like, don't trust this one. So the status is, women are the enemies. I'm seeing now, what are you doing? Yeah, but like, hell or something.
No, man, like, I don't want to go.
While playing your song.
But it's...
Back chole. Like, wow.
Sure.
No, she man. She was skating there. She's skating. Skating.
Sorry, Sino. Like.
Sorry, man. It happens.
No, man. Like, yeah.
Still
like,
healing.
No. I can't say I'm healing. But like it just comes once in a while, man. But it's the thing you could see. As much as I will move on, but yeah. I'll never forget that it happened.
Yeah.
None of us do.
And for me now, it's the thing you could see. I've positioned every time, man. I feel like when I'm not justifying cheating or whatever.
Sure.
But I feel like at some point, as a partner of someone, you know, sometimes when they cheat on you, just evaluate yourself now.
Okay, sharp.
What maybe did I do?
Mm.
Okay, like you're allowed to be mad, whatever. But like, also, because sometimes I feel like you were not paying attention to some things, and then they ended up. Because sometimes I feel like it's not right, man. It's sometimes
they cheated on you, Sino.
No, it's a thing, bro. It says, bro.
But he just said he deserved it.
Nah, bro.
I didn't deserve it. Hey.
Yeah, he looked at himself in the mirror.
No, I'm not saying some people deserve it, but it's a thing you would see. Sometimes we focus on people's wrongs, né? But yeah, they're not considered like what we did.
100%.
Because at times someone might cheat, okay, sharp, like, because now he once cheated. Never, but when they cheat, when you feel like, why are you cheating now? Are you cheating because I cheated or what?
Mm.
But like maybe sometimes. It's some things, man. Some like because I feel like there's a game. People play a game.
So she cheated because you cheated?
No. I mean, I didn't.
So what? Oh. You were not paying attention to her?
No, I didn't.
He's about to explain. It's a game.
Mm. No, it's a thing which like, you know there's a game. When someone says you don't have game.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's that thing. You would say, wait, this one.
I'm listening, man.
Yeah, but no, when someone says you have game, there's this thing. Because I like it, man. I started like, even dating when I was old, my man, but it's fine.
Mm.
So, it's like when there's a game, yeah, bro, but like the way it comes to my head, though.
Mm.
Like there's a game, so there's this thing chasing or whatever.
Sure.
You chase me, and then it's like you pull back, whatever, you do all this thing. So, girls like to see what you are interested or not.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. So, I feel like sometimes maybe you played in the game thing. You failed in the game, you lost.
Okay.
So now, and then the girl will feel like, nah, this guy, I don't think. Is a right guy.
Sure.
Like, for that.
Yeah.
Maybe you are too nice, because girls will say, hey, I don't like nice guys.
Mm. Bro, fucking hell. I hate that.
And it's very, like, messed up, because you're just like, how is being too nice bad?
Mm.
Right?
And then I'm just like, I want to get my eyes. It's really hectic. Yeah. But then, like, it's just confusing, because they'll be like, nah, I want this, but I don't want this.
Yeah.
Because now they'll say, pass me the cup.
Mm.
But when you bring, it's like, who, like, why are you bringing?
I was expecting you to say, get up, get it yourself.
Bro. Yeah, but even like same as like when like a girl, maybe like you're fighting with her, your girl.
Sure.
And then you fight, and then now you end up leaving. She's like, nah, leave me alone. I don't want to talk anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, and then you leave her alone. Mm. So why are you leaving me? So you don't care. I'm like, oh, it's a whole fight. Man.
Mixed, bro. She means look.
Yeah, so like I'm just like, hey man, sometimes, but then like when I post, like people would confuse it with like being hurt or whatever. Mm. But sometimes it's just like basic things that happen. And even though the things that I watch, like recently I've been watching like Woma Feminist and whatever, and I like how there's this other thing by Pearl.
Tuzi.
There's this other Pearl from UK or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Even Dave Chappelle was there. Oh. Yeah, but so I watched that thing and then they would talk about like, feminist, how like girls are shut down, whatever. Yeah, but not to say I'm I hate girls, whatever, yeah. But it's a thing you go to sometimes, like even in the like in our days, man, like it's really hard to do good to people because now people will be like, nah, if it's too good, you're being fake. And then they'll like rather do wrong to show me that you're real. I'm just like, ah, man.
Jeez, man, it's crazy, right? And you have to deal with that every day.
You see?
Fuck, that's messed up.
Good guys finish last, bro.
They do.
You see?
They do.
So I'm not saying that people shouldn't be good guys, but you must realize how those things operate.
No, sometimes you're going to be like, hey, bitch, give me that beer.
Hi, bro. No.
How are you born now?
Hey, man.
We're not pissing telly beer.
We are born.
Because sometimes
they'll be like, nah, you mustn't. They like when a man is aggressive or whatever. I'm like, when you're aggressive, there's a problem. You're too aggressive.
Mm.
I'm like, bro, listen, what do you want?
Let me tell you something. Yeah, women don't even know what they want. Just be yourself.
How?
Hey, man.
How? Hi, bro.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Hey. You need to ask my guy. Show us what you want.
Yo,
be yourself.
Yeah.
You'll
get the right. How old are you now?
No, I'm turning 26 this year.
Ah, you're still a youngster.
Bro, there's nothing wrong with being gentle, sweet, and being human. Don't let these people desensitize you. Make you turn into a monster. You know what I mean? Be a nice human being, you know, and you'll find another nice human being who appreciates you.
And take your time to find someone who's, you know, sometimes just that we rush the process.
Yeah, if you got to be toxic to keep someone, it's not worth keeping.
Exactly.
You guys sound like parents, right?
No, but it's legit. Me, I'm a nice guy, you know what I mean? Like, and I tried that whole thing of being toxic and being... You know,
you try to be toxic.
Hey, I'm charging for my prod.
Yeah,
I'm a prod. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just cook whatever you want to cook. I'm hungry. Yeah. We'll eat. I'm good. You know what I mean? I can get my own shit. I can, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you're in the kitchen, love and go tell it cool, you know?
Yeah.
Be just nice, and you'll find someone who's nice. So I appreciate you for being nice.
Hey, man, because there's also this thing, man, like, sorry, like, to like girls, they'll be like, because I saw one this other post, I was like, they were like, there's like a kid, man. It was like, we are Amber, like we're Limba, but there was like a picture taken.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's me going to my man because I want to start an argument because it's been too peaceful.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I dated someone like that.
Why?
I dated someone like that.
That's how they treat.
It's been too nice.
Yeah.
I want chaos.
I dated someone like that. It's like stop living vicariously
through memes. You get my memes.
No, but then like that thing actually happens.
It does.
Because like they'll be like, no. You like this thing has been going too nice.
Man. Yeah.
I just want drama.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and then I get it.
Yeah. Because they like you, the moment I want to get like you attached, hey, they like it.
Fucked up.
Because they like it. Because the moment you don't get mad, maybe like she's provoking you, né? And then the moment you don't react. She'll be like, oh, maybe he doesn't care, whatever. But like the moment you react, then that's where she's gonna be like, hey.
She'll be quiet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, well, oh, even this blackmailing thing.
Also,
hey,
it's like there's a constant test of love.
Yes.
No.
There's a constant test of love.
They'll be like, no, my man.
No, the love is dying. Let me test it. It's still there, right? Yes. Out of nowhere. Boom.
Bro.
The fuck? No, bro. Hey, you saw me. It's like, it's too peaceful.
Bro.
I'm even still in love.
It's not bro. Out of nowhere. What did you do?
GT.
Why is it? Please tell us. Because
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not out of nowhere. It's what did you do?
So you've never been like, Naga, you're too happy.
You did nothing.
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 Right, guys.
So you never like, Naga, you're too happy.
You're too still happy. Mm. No, I love him happy. I'm happy when he's happy.
When was the last time you had an argument with him, and what was it about?
I think he was asking me about something, and then I said, never mind.
Mm.
You know, because I'm like, oh, okay, if you didn't hear me, never mind. So he's like, I don't like it when I say never mind. He wants to still hear what is it that I said.
No, now
exactly. Why are you saying never mind? Because
you don't say never mind. Never mind is out of bounds in a relationship. Never mind.
What were you going to say? No. Never mind.
Like fighting Nana's battles. Yes, you know.
Never mind. I'm tired. There's much.
No, it's just because I had asked him something, and I guess he didn't hear me. So when I'm like, didn't you hear me when I asked you? He was like, no. So he's like, what did you ask me? I'm like, never mind. You didn't
know.
Relationship. It's like,
so that's what he said. Because for me, I was just coming from a place of like, ah, it's fine. Don't worry.
It's not.
It's not fine. When you say never mind, it's like, bro.
So yes, he felt
now
like
I'll
that.
Wonder what you asked.
Yes, yes.
No,
I agree. I agree. He made me understand. He was like, no, because it sounds like as if I'm just like shutting him down.
Yes.
So rather, I must tell him still. So I'm like, no, I was asking you. I think
about
it was,
what
was
said.
Yeah, I had asked for him to do something. He forgot to do it. Maybe switch off something.
Peace.
Oh. Yeah, but.
When she wants to fuck up Naga, she says we're recording the podcast for 24 hours.
And I disappear.
Then Naga calls Max.
Hold on.
No, Maga.
Hey, man, I'm in Durban. What recording? How long was the recording today? Hey, man, I'm in Durban. What recording?
No, Maga.
Anyway, before we go, man, what did you think about Zakes Bantwini winning the Grammy?
No, man, that's really dope. Like, from what, like, his career, it's like, it's very, like, inspirational. And he just came and then, like, he rocked, like, full time. And for me, like, that's very, like, dope for him, and I'm happy for him, yeah.
Mm. Have you ever met him or, like, had any interaction with him?
Yeah, I'm bullied, so, like, I just greet him, yeah.
Did he know who you were?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
For real.
Yeah, but, like, you know, like, as artists, man, sometimes we know. But then we won't react to show that you.
Sure.
It was
What did you think, Pinduk?
Shout out, bro. I'm yet to hear the song, but shout out. I think Zakes deserves it for all the amazing work musically has done. Love, Light, and Music with Clap Your Hands. It's a classic. It's a forever album, truth be told. And I feel like musically, especially for someone like him who's invested so much into his craft, you know, he's got a degree in jazz and stuff and honors and masters and all these things. And his music, it translates. So he really deserves it. It's exactly how I feel about the Black Coffee Grammy. And I said it on this show that, for me, I didn't connect with the album, but it was not meant for me.
Mm.
It was meant for the world, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But for all his other work, Homebrewed, oh, all the other Black Coffee albums, man, you know? Garden of Eden, Chililu, fucking musical deserves it. So well-deserved. And then she just had the biggest song in the world right now.
Mm.
It was never nominated in the Grammys, was it? Mm-mm. It got a snub in the Grammys, but yeah, also she deserves it as well.
You, Ghost Lady?
No, for me, I was just like, I was happy, even for Nomcebo, you know, like for her just to be acknowledged, because we always say Zakes, Zakes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So. Look, man, for me, like, I love Zakes, bro. Like, Zakes, everybody knows that's my nigga. I mean, they're the only celebrity couple, him and Nandi, that sent me a gift when my daughter was born. So I always have the utmost respect, utmost love for
them. Real, yeah. They're such a family-driven people.
You know what I mean?
Wow, what did they send?
They sent, like, clothes.
Oh, I know you've said this before.
Yeah.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah. So, with that said, last deserved that, dog. That was the biggest song last year, bro.
Yeah, true. Last was
It was, but I think it was because it was sampled.
It's the Grammys.
But then why would it be nominated? Why would it be nominated if it can't win?
But have you actually listened
on principle?
I listened to this track. It's very, I can't explain it. It's not.
Which track did you listen to?
No, Bayete, the...
I don't even know that song, bro.
I've heard a clip on radio when they were talking about the whole thing.
yeah.
with the flute or
it's very
recorder.
Cool, like, that's what, I don't know. It's I don't know how to describe it. It's not your mainstream kind of music. And
that's world music.
Yeah.
It's bro, Last Last was the biggest song in the world, bro.
It was.
Pretty much.
You touched on UK, they were playing Last Last.
Oh,
dog.
UK, they were playing Last Last, bro.
Ah, couldn't they off? Ah, couldn't
they off? Ah, it's the Grammys. The people vote, bro. Mm.
You don't think there was a brown envelope?
By who? Who's going to send it? And how much? Nah, I doubt it. But you remember, those people have a different criteria, man. And also, bear in mind that Votar Kellerman has won like three of these things.
Yeah.
It's his fourth one or something.
Yeah.
So he knows the formula of what it takes.
Oh, he's got the cheat code.
He's got the cheat code.
I see.
Like Black Mamba doesn't know how to win a Grammy.
Got you.
Coffee now knows how to win a Grammy.
Yes.
That's why he's not going to, like, you know, make another Fennec song. And, you know, he knows now. Oh, this is the song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'll never win a Grammy, by the way, because you only make Fennec songs.
So, no, but it's
well, you never know, because no, Black Mambazo is releasing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, sorry. That's. I was trying to seem like I know the Grammys, but no.
Just like since.
Wait a second, there's the mic there.
Since, like, there's been hours, but, like, for some reason, I was asking myself about what happened to that guy who won this Song of the Year, whatever, Artist of the Year.
Who won?
Summers.
Who won?
That guy, man.
Who's that?
There's that guy.
There's so many. There's so one.
There's that guy who won South Africa.
Oh, the one who had like 100 views on his YouTube page.
For oh, yeah.
What happened?
Nobody knows. Yeah, nobody knows know, that bro. Guy. It's like all the Idols winners. And you know it's coming to an end now.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good riddance.
Are you happy? Are you happy Idols is gone?
And I was once there.
You love.
You see.
No, like serious.
Typical, in the typical Idols fashion.
Yeah. So what happened in your Idols journey?
I got through, man, and I auditioned in Bloom, and then I got Theatre Week, and then I was eliminated before, like, you see what, like, those white chairs, where they select top 16.
Yeah,
I was eliminated there. They were like, nah, yeah, bro, whatever, readiness, whatever shit. I was like, nah,
they said fine, you weren't though. Ready.
Yeah, but, like, it's mostly even, like, now I believe, Gucci, like, I was, maybe, like, my voice, maybe I was still finding myself, yeah, bro.
Sure.
And I was nervous at that time, yeah, bro.
Which judge wasn't fucking with you?
Which judge? Eh, I don't know. Because all of them, they were just...
What's so easy fucking with you? Why can't I... Don't cry. Wafet, clean your fucking minds. Clean your minds. Like, Wafet, you... Yes, we're doing it or something.
Fetcheka's got something to say.
Votar Kellerman only won 2 Grammys.
So it's his third one, this one?
No, this is the second one.
Well, he's got experience in winning a Grammy, but I know he's won a Grammy before.
Yes, he has.
She just wanted some airtime, man. She hasn't spoken the whole episode.
No, but it's a good fact, this. But he's got experience in winning. I know he's won before in Best World Music.
Do you want to win a Grammy?
Well, man, yeah.
Man?
Yeah, but like, and for me, and like, it's fine. No, like, I want a Grammy. No, I do, but I just didn't want to, yeah, bro.
Put it out there.
Like, to elaborate and stuff, yeah.
Okay.
It's one of the things that I'm just like, yeah.
So, which judge was harsh then to you?
Well, Idols, yes. Yeah,
so, like, bro, they were not, to me, they were not even reacting that much, my man.
Yeah.
Are you
yeah,
for bro, like, who are the judges?
It was Randall, Sumizi, Unat, yeah. Because there was no, like, fourth one that time.
Yeah. What do you think about the whole Idols thing?
Yeah, man, like, the Idols is very dope, but, like, I feel like they should even teach. Like, I really love, maybe they, like, they implement something where maybe an artist at some point, they perform at a club. If you get what I mean, like, just to get used to what happens in the streets than just be on TV. Because when you're on TV, like, you get... to be famous like that much, and then when you're out there now, it's like, we liked you on TV.
You're right.
Not like
face to face.
Walking at it.
Yes.
Now it's like,
who won in the season that you got kicked out of?
Paxton.
Who?
Paxton. It's like color girl from
Kitchen. Yeah, bro. Yeah. Ooh, Paxton, man.
Maria Rock.
Public Construction.
The biggest podcaster.
Yeah, and then lastly, actually, I went to perform on Idols.
Yeah.
Like, I want to...
Wait, I think the song.
Nice.
What did he say?
So, my man, you know what, right? Shout out to the previous winner, ne?
Yeah.
The most recent winner of Idols. Because you're right what you just said, that with him, the guy is a cop, right? Went on to Idols. Now he's a cop who can hold a note and sing. And Unekazelihle, he's a very like lovable guy, very nice, humble guy, almost like Sino, right? He won Idols, ne? One got the million rands. By the way, I don't know if it was a million rands, because remember Manga from my season of Big Brother, when he won a million rands, he got 600 and something thousand.
Yeah, got text, yeah.
And he screenshotted it and he got text.
Mm.
Now, going back to this guy, he knows, he's seen, I mean, there's been 18 seasons of this thing. The people who win don't really blow up. Shekinah was also told the same thing, that she's too young, she's not ready. Now she's huge, one of the biggest people, never won. The only person maybe was Kaim Tetua. The recent winner knows that formula and knows that the people fell in love with the story of a cop. Lovely gentleman who can sing, won the thing. But I don't see him blowing off the lights or shooting off the lights in the game. And he knew that. You know what he does now? He took that money, invested it in his business. He sells eggs and achar.
Oh, wow. How do you know about that, bro?
But then do you think
that's... I know a lot of things, though. Fact checker, please give us Idols winner, Google Idols winner, eggs, achar. Yeah, he sells eggs and achar in a Gucci bucket hat. Coolest thing ever.
But then do you think that's a good thing, though? For him to do, as much as he's doing, like, it's a good thing, business, but then now, to what he, like, he's known for music, but then now, what are you saying to people who didn't win and who wanted to do something with it?
I think
the platform is for music, right?
True. Yeah. I think
it's not Shark Tank or something.
I think he realizes that for 17 seasons, people have won.
Yeah.
Left their jobs
yeah.
and their plans, tried doing this thing,
yeah.
and some of them came out poorer than what before they started.
Yeah.
And he knew that people loved me, I was the cop who could sing, but I do not want to be complaining about riders at events, getting booked, and all that. Hey, where's my rider? You know the rider of an artist. He doesn't want the drama.
Yeah.
He's a cop who can sing. But this eggs business in Acha, he probably has a plan. And all his life, he probably needed 300,000 to start this thing. And has a plan, because probably he's from a family that sells it. He knows it from firsthand. And for him, in the next 5 years, he might be wealthier and richer than if he'd pursued the music industry. Yeah, so shout out to him for knowing himself.
The purpose of the show.
Mm. You're talking about one individual.
Is it to build businesses or is it to build musicians?
But it's failed time and time again. The winner never becomes a Sinom Solo who's chilling with us here, who's got a classic already, Jola, and so many other beautiful songs. Yeah. Name me one song from a winner of Idols that I can play tonight at my gig and it's going to fuck shit up. Or anybody, a soul DJ can play that will fuck shit up. One. Did Musa win? Because Musa is also quite big. I don't know if he won. I don't think he
Musa,
won.
Musa. Yeah, he did.
He won. Musa, but we don't have like smashing superstars, especially within pop or urban music. Because
I think what fucks them up is the actual show, because they get spoon fed, so everything's there on a silver platter, the money, the car, and whatever. Whereas Sino has to go out there and grind and show that he's good, and this is the result of him showing that I can do it,
earning it. Like, yeah, they earned it by singing, out singing people, but you earned it in the practical and real world.
Does that mean Idols failed?
Of course.
Come on. They were supposed to build Idols.
Come on.
Right now, we should be having 18 Idols.
Do you still want to be a judge in the final season? Is that why you're asking us that? Because come on.
Yeah, the real winners are the judges. They walk there with the millions of rands. And let's be honest, those are the real winners.
Yeah.
More proverb than executive producers and stuff. Those are the real winners of Idols.
Yeah, but I'm glad it's coming to an end, man. Fucking hell. They should have canned it 10 years
ages
ago.
Ages ago.
No matter why is it ending? What's the...
The ratings.
They're going down.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know we have more ratings than Idols.
She.
Yeah.
For real?
Your performance, you're about to perform now.
And
more
just
people
idle
will see
half the time.
Well.
Yeah.
too much here.
Fact checker, what's going on?
Yes, Mr. Thapelo Moloi does sell achar and eggs at the boot of his car. He says the reason for that is because he wants to show people, mostly artists, that even if it's difficult to enter the music space, you can still try other hustles.
So basically, he's telling artists, find my candy. I love Thapelo. Focus, man.
Though. Oh, man. All right, cool. Time for some announcements. Remember, last week, yes, we're meant to give away a 20K Huawei hamper, thanks to MTN. We tried to call the guy and answer. Congratulations to Rodney Ramuloi from Benoni.
Shout out to Rodney Ramuloi from Benoni.
Yes, yes. Also, we're coming at you from Mashavela Studios. If you want to use these studios, make sure you email podcast@mashavela.co.za. Would you do a podcast, bro?
I would just be a guest. No? I wouldn't... Because it's a dope thing, like, just to say what's on your mind, but to a certain extent, yeah.
Do you know what's crazy? In America, there's more podcasts coming out than music right now. It's crazy. Like in the hip-hop scene.
Whoa, for real.
Valentine's Day. Roses are red, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, and so are you. Some of you will be listening to this while indulging on chocolates, rose petals, and your person. Ooh. Most will be on the internet searching for two ebony lesbians while listening to the therapeutic sounds of Are You Alone? You only last 3 seconds playing this game. Whether with your lover or with your hand, just know when the deed is done, you can hop on to tictacbets.co.za and stand a chance to win 4 VIP tickets to the Soweto Derby. Tictacbets. Tina
Wiener. Can I say a wiener if you're not playing with your wiener?
Tic-Tac-Bets is a licensed bookmaker and a brand concerned about your well-being. Only 18 years and older are permitted to gamble. Winners, we advise you know when to stop. Call counseling free line on 0800-006-008. That's 0800-006-008. What are you doing for Valentine's, bro?
I have a gig actually.
You're not playing with your wiener.
I have a gig.
On Valentine, you'll see no cum. Hey, see no cum. See no cum.
Also, don't forget, on Valentine's, we've got a special going on. We're showing love to all our chillers. If you go on the website, every merch that you see there, you will get 50% off if you're a member or a Patreon. And if you're just a chiller, you will get 20% off. It's for one day only. It starts at midnight, Valentine's Day, and it's midnight. So for one day only, we're going to have that special running. Also, big shout out to all our members, all our Patreons. We love you guys. Here are the names of the new Patreons and members that we've just had. What else am I missing? Pinduka,
what do you want to do? All the nominations. Oh, we're not supposed to do all
No. That'll take 3 hours, bro.
Oh, it took too many, no?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's
cool.
And Sino was nominated as well. There's some songs there.
Let's
best
do it
music
with
video.
Let's do the Sino nomination.
Okay, let's go.
God, you're here, man. I mean, you know.
Yeah, bro. How did you make it for Uncle Waffle's video, but you can't make it for mine? You've not been trying to shoot a video with him for Inas Fela for like 2 months.
He's booked and busy. He's booked and busy.
Hey, please.
What happened?
Oh, you know what happened on WhatsApp.
What happened? Tell us. Oh, he's denying Chocolate's memory.
When someone is available, the other one is not. Mm. Like, okay, Shapsino, what's up? Next week, Wednesday. When Wednesday comes, okay, Mama, she will come at 12.
Everyone's available, dog.
No, but there was a time where, like, I think Reason said, I'm going to Pretoria or something.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And then by that time, I was like, okay, Shap, are we meeting today? It's like, nah, we do some other time. Well, poison. I'm like...
But we must shoot that video, man. We gotta shoot it, man. We'll make it happen. So this is best Amapiano music video for the Amapiano Awards, right? Tanzania by Uncle Waffles featuring Tony Duado, featuring Sinom Solo and Boy Bizza. Big Flexer by Costa Titch, who was rolling out with Akon.
Yeah, he signed to Akon, Costa Titch.
What?
Now, well done. Yeah.
He signed to Akon.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's dope.
Shout out to Costa Titch, man.
Fucking hell.
Costa's
like the same label that signed Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Convict.
He's gone,
he
bro. He's gone.
He signed to Convict, yeah.
He's gone.
Gone, bro.
Izola by DJ Maponisa, Tyler ICU and Visca. Selema by Musa Keys. Umlando by Toss. Sir Trill, Sinom Solo, Lady Do, Young Stana, and Slade.
Tanzania. Tanzania was a dope video. You could see there was budget in there.
Yeah, definitely.
It was so serious, even, eh?
Seriously,
it was so serious. Like, when were they? It was so serious. Like we were shooting like maybe Netflix or something.
Netflix. Oh, yeah. You couldn't drink and there were no ice buckets. What's with the ice bucket, in fact? No, it was more like just chilled vibes.
Like they no, you can Netflix. Drink, but like it's too serious. Man, I'm just told like, hey, I want this video.
Yeah.
It's like now and now it's like, okay, Shabsino, behave.
Yeah.
Because at some point we were supposed to wear like wig. Yeah, because there's a picture of that, like I was posted, it's like a lemon wig, and then we have to put makeup because we're supposed to look a certain way.
Yeah.
Like maybe look gayish. Yeah.
Jeez, that doesn't fly in Tanzania.
No, but it's.
What is there? Hey, that's African countries.
No, but like, yeah, we're supposed to look. Like, there was a certain look. And it, like, it was so much of like Western look. Anything, yeah. Yeah, well, like for sure, because maybe they were inspired by the things that happened maybe like in London or whatever, so they wanted to bring it.
Let's see, how many views does it have now? Uncle Waffles.
Yeah, let's see.
Tanzania. So did you have 6.9 million yeah? views.
You that's have a that lot look? Of views.
The gay one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I ended up taking off the wig because they were like, hey, we must take it off. But the makeup was
no.
there.
No, the song is 6.9 million views. Yeah. The video is 2 million views.
The song is in the audio.
Yeah, the audio.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah. That always sucks because the song will always come out before the video.
Do you get paid for these videos, bro?
Oh, yeah, bro.
I get paid.
Did you get paid for Tanzania, the video? it's just a question.
No, it's a quick question, bro. Because, like, yeah, so I think it's a legit question.
Well, for me, man, like, I feel like. Okay, royalties, if I understand, like they come at a certain time.
Sure.
Well, like they take a certain period. So I feel like in terms of like getting the royalties, I leave everything like for, if I have any questions, I'll ask my publisher, okay, Shab, what's happening with this?
And then even with the music video, I'm not talking about the song. I'm talking about you being on the video. Do you get paid?
Being on the video?
Yeah.
Like a booking fee.
No.
Oh, you just show up. It's all technically, if you really take yourself.
If like, I was charging Peter now, we're being the vanity.
Yeah, it's an appearance. If you're a prima donna, you'll just charge for it. But it's all.
He was asking for himself.
Oh, no, but I lose his voice.
Hey, what was the booze about? Then I'm going to tell him, but like, hey, this one doesn't charge.
But have my publishers hit you up with the split sheets for the song?
Who are your publishers?
Heesh, I forgot their names, man. It's an email somewhere, yeah.
Listen. Okay, bro, we saw...
But you're in the split sheet, though. You're in the split sheet.
Yeah.
We saw troll tweets and stuff about him not seeing money from his music.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you've also had some hits and big songs. Do you get royalties from Sambro? Like, Jola, it's been a while since... When did you drop Jola? And are you seeing...
2021, I think, yeah.
Is it too soon? Because I know...
Yeah.
Are you seeing royalties from Jola?
For me, like, I just signed, like, a publishing deal now, no. Yeah, but and for me, like, with that, of course, there were, like, splits that were signed for Jola and whatever. And for me, I would rather say in, like, something, maybe when they don't do anything. Yeah, but, like, for me now, since I have a publisher, they would do, like, they do most of the things. And, like, lately we've been, like, arranging... Okay, Sharp, Mang Jola, what was the split agreement, whatever? And then, yeah, we'll find out what was happening. But if they don't, I'm all shout.
Like, what influenced your decision to choose this publisher? Is it like, are they good? Or it's just a friend of.
For me, like, it's what they're capable of. And for me, like, the deal in the like agreement was reasonable enough for me to sign the deal.
No, I mean, I hope you made it great.
So here's a split sheet for Nyas Fela. The song is about to perform. So Sino Yolo,
that's the full name, yeah?
Yeah.
He's getting 12.5%. Magaiva Mukwebo, 16.5%. Mzwake Junior Mbuli, Robert Boy.
Yeah, Mzwake Mbuli. Yeah.
12.5%. Caesar Mweketi, Caesar Alakan, 12.5%. Tebogo Liwane, TBO, 12.5%. And then the producers, Mac Lopez.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't know.
It was
Tosa, right? it's that sort of thing. Material vibes, yeah. Maluti, that side, yeah.
And then the producers, Mac Lopez, Sipo Petras Nkwane. 17%.
Ubani Petros.
Mac Lopez.
Hey, Mac Lopez. Petros. Hey, Petros.
Petros.
Petros. Mac Lopez. Petros.
And then MK, the other producer, his name is Khotso Thomas Mashabela, is 16.5. So that's the split sheet for the
and
song.
And that's the sad part about having so many people in the song,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because you'll find, like, you hear so much of him.
Yeah.
In the song, but he's only getting 13% because.
Yeah. Also, man, let me give you my percentage though, because you did justice
and
in the song.
He's killing the gigs.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Let's make it 30 then.
Yeah, because you're the vocalist. You hold the. You're the lead vocalist.
Yes, and without him, there's no song.
Yeah. From my daughter.
The song is the beat and the chorus.
For the podcast.
No, it's good. Do good point. Yeah. So that the rest can learn. So that the rest can learn.
Yeah, 30.
So that the rest can learn now. About you?
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Nice one, dog. No, that's really beautiful, man. Of you, like, no, for real, that's really beautiful of you, man. Like, you know,
yeah,
that's really because that's really beautiful of you, man. Yeah. That's beautiful, bro. I love that.
Anyway, man, what are you busy with, man? Sono, thank you so much for coming through, man. What you busy with?
Man, for now, like I'm pushing my album that I released actually.
Oh yes, yeah, yes, we released same time, I think. Or a week after. Yeah, I remember.
Like, yeah, you dropped now.
Yeah. Like an album called Fezisa, named after my sister.
Oh,
and then for now, like, I'm just planning to, like, release music, of course. And then in the next few days, I'm going to be heading to some country.
Nice.
Yeah. So for me, like, for now, it's just pushing my album at the same time, still collaborating with other people.
Yeah,
and just pushing the brand, man. And
how do I collaborate with you if I don't have you on WhatsApp?
How do you collaborate?
Mm.
Okay, Shab, as much as I won't just collaborate with anyone,
sure,
respectfully, but there's a number on my thingy.
Okay.
On my bio on Instagram, yeah. And there's my email, of course. And then if I like your thing, then we can go.
All right, cool. On the album, which song is pushing?
Shandapa.
Shandapa. Yeah. That's a beautiful song.
Shandapa.
Oh, yeah. Shandapa.
Hey. Yeah. Let people know where we can get the album, man. Let's support you, man.
The album, man, you can get it on iTunes, you can get it on Deezer, you can get it on Spotify, you can get it on YouTube. You get it like everywhere, man, like Kebo. And yeah, maybe someday Umekji will play my song here.
Yeah, no, definitely. You family now.
Yeah,
you family. You family.
You family.
Ladies and gentlemen, without a shadow of a doubt, give it up for Sinom Solo. He's awesome. He's about to perform the biggest song this Valentine's.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go.
This is Ngiyasifela Ngawe. It's on my EP. Make sure you check it out. Featuring Sizo Alakai and Robert Boy, TBO, Sinom Solo. Big shout out to Mac Lopez for producing the song and MK as well. So you about to take it away, ne?
How are you, man?
Kezo. We out of here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Bye. Jeez.
Mina na we so fasilata, inene muna na. Ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefigi, ungoyi, ibini
when they ask you, "How sabini?" Do not fear, for if you do, just say, "Anistivi." This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.